Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
I'm Cheryl Waters. You've got attuned to KEXP, listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming worldwide at kexp.org. Thank you so much for tuning into the Midday Show today. And I'm very excited to be down here in the studio with Vagabond, a brand new album, All the Women in Me. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
So lovely to have you here. I can't wait to hear you perform some songs live. You're going to play songs from both of your records, it sounds like.
Very excited. Thanks for having us.
It's Vagabond live on KEXP.
Thank you.
You're listening to Vagabond live here in the KEXP studios in town to play the Capitol Hill Block Party this weekend. And so happy you had time to
stop by. Thank you for having me.
Hello, KEXP. Oh, right back at you. I'm such a big fan of your music. And Leticia, not only do you write and produce your own records, but you play all the instruments as well. And it makes me want to ask, how did you get started in music?
I mean, it wasn't that long ago that I started writing music and learning how to play. The very first guitar I owned, my parents got from Costco. And I just watched the DVD that it came with, and I learned the major chords. And then I just use YouTube a lot, to be honest, to like learn every instrument that I know.
I mean, you're making music now as a full-time job, and you started playing somewhat young. I mean, was it music always a part of your life? Was that always something you wanted to do, or did you just think it was going to be a hobby and that it's just blown up into this?
I mean, it was always a part of my life in that it was around me and that I loved it, but I come from a family of academics, and so no one really did anything in the arts. So it was rare in that I'm the first one to take a different path. But I think that I always knew that I wanted to do this, but I didn't really know how that was possible. So it just kind of felt like a dream that I thought a lot of people had.
Do you feel like you've worked hard though to make it happen?
Oh yeah. I mean, I gave up a lot to make this happen, and I've been working really hard to kind of do my homework and to be as good as like the musicians that are here with me today. Like I know I have had a shorter timeline of musicianship, but I'm really making it count and studying a lot.
The first two songs you just played are from your 2017 album Infinite Worlds, and you have a new record coming out in September. We're going to get a little sneak peek a little bit later in the set of those. But your record, only a couple years old, absolutely and immediately resonated with a huge audience. And then, as I said, you started making music full-time. You went on a worldwide tour. Was that sort of unexpected? Was that a big change in your life?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely unexpected. I kind of put that record out with the intention of just getting more shows and having something to show people so that they can book me more for shows. And it kind of blew up way bigger than I thought. And yeah, I mean, it changed my life in that before this, I was an engineer working full time. And so now my life is very different than the 9-to-5 thing that I did a little bit after college. So it definitely saved my life in a lot of ways, and it also changed it very much. Yeah.
Well, if your goal was to book more shows, succeeded, right?
I booked more shows, yeah.
What was a meaningful takeaway, or what did you learn from all that touring? Because I imagine it was a very different, you know, than your life before touring, as
you
said.
I mean, in a way, it was easier than like physics and calculus, because I was out there doing what I wanted to do and something I felt passionate about. So I endured a lot of like hardship and failure when I was like in the academic world, and that was an uphill battle. So this felt like, oh, if I just like love this thing so much, it doesn't feel as hard to do it.
What was your headspace like when you got off tour, and were you already thinking about a new record? Had you been writing while you were on tour?
I wrote a little bit while I was on tour, not very much though. And again, with Infinite Worlds, I didn't really think about a follow-up when it happened. I just thought about playing more shows. So when it kind of hit me a year and a half in that I needed to put a second record out, and I was like signing to a new label, and that was going to be expected of me, I kind of freaked out a little bit because I didn't know if I could do it twice.
And so how'd you get started? Did you have a bit of a block at first?
Yeah, definitely had a writer's block. And then some now friends, like asked me to write a song for their record. And I wrote something, the first song I was able to write in a long time. And then I decided to keep the song. And so then I was like, okay, I could write music again.
That's the Flood Hands that we're going to hear in a little bit. And what was it about starting writing again and that song that got you excited? Were you writing in a different way?
Yeah, I mean, Infinite Worlds is mostly like rock instrumentation, you know, guitar, bass, drums, a little bit of keyboards here and there, a little bit of programmed drums. So I did experiment with that stuff. But this time, because I knew I was writing for my friends, I just didn't want to do what I normally did. And I had a weird relationship with my guitar coming off tour. I just didn't want to touch it and didn't want to play it. And so writing on keyboard then became kind of how I can have new ideas that I felt like I stopped having on guitar.
There must be advantages to playing all the instruments yourself, especially when you start working with other musicians. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, my goal in doing that a lot of the part is to know how to communicate with other musicians. Because I found that because I don't have any formal training in anything, it can be really hard to articulate what I have in my head. And so kind of early on, I hit those roadblocks and I decided that I need to like know what I was doing so that I can speak the language of other musicians, basically. So it makes it, and the vision is so clear in my head of what I want everything I write to sound like. So it makes it really straightforward when I work with other musicians to just everyone can be on the same page as me, and you know, no one has to like wonder what I want most of the time.
I've only heard a couple songs from the new album, All the Women in Me. I'm already saving a spot for it on my top albums of the year because just the couple I've heard are amazing. But in reading about the new record, I've noticed you'd said that a recurring sentiment that sort of carried throughout the record is that you break the rules that you think that you're bound by. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. I think after Infinite Worlds, it being an indie rock record and so many people identifying me as an indie rocker, it's not that it felt out of place, but it felt too early to call it a little bit. And so I had a moment of like, am I supposed to make another indie rock record? What if I don't want to? So a lot of those questions came up when I was thinking about my second record and what it would sound like. And so I really wanted to just not abide by anything I thought would be like what people would like. And so the result is All the Women in Me, where I just made everything exactly as I saw it in my head and just like hope that it's good, you know?
Well, I have heard that title track, All the Women in Me. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah.
Such a great song.
Thank you. The first time I saw those words together was in the Yura Wahid poem, in a book she has called Nejma. And it really struck me, reading those words, knowing that the poet was a Black woman, and in the specific moment that we're in, where like everything is so awful right now, and not knowing how to talk about it, didn't want to talk about it online or anything, because that isn't really the way that I wanted to have a discourse. And so I read those words, All the Women in Me Are Tired, and I just picked up my guitar and I like wrote the song in a couple minutes, and it just kind of flowed out of me. And it's all the things that I have conversations about in my regular life with my friends, with people that I meet. And I really wanted to put that anger somewhere and put that solidarity somewhere and just have something that like makes me feel like I have power and I have a say and makes other people feel like that too.
Well, All the Women in Me is coming out September 27th on Nonesuch Records. We're live here in the KEXP studios with Vagabond, and I think you're going to share some new songs with us.
I am.
Very exciting. It's Vagabond live on KEXP. Putting down that guitar, as she mentioned, for the new songs.
I want to make you. I want to make you a flood in my hands, a flood in my heart. I want to leave you. from it, I'm still in it, I know.
I'll hold you so close.
Even if I run from it, I'm still in it, I know.
In my heart,
I want each flight for you. Even if I could have it stop without you, I'll start without you.
I'm laying my life down onto the cold ground
to be me. If I run from it, I'm still in it, I know.
I'll hold you so close.
Even if I run from it, I'm still in it. Things around.
All right. You're listening to Vagabond live on KEXP. That's a new song called Flood Hands from the upcoming album All the Women in Me. That'll be out on September 27th on Nonesuch Records.
Oh.
So beautiful. All the Women, the new album, All the Women in Me, coming out September 27th. It's Vagabond live in studio. You all sound amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Cheryl. KEXP.
It's delightful. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.